Hi, welcome to Devotions with Emotions. I'll be reading to you an excerpt of a devotional blog of Wave Church from Rachel Campbell's Lessons from the Life of Rebecca. When it seems like God is taking His time to answer your prayer or come through on something promised, are you ever tempted to help Him? Do you ever try to give Him a push start or even get things started on your own? Let's take a glimpse into a not-so-great moment in Rebecca's life. It's not Rebecca's best moment, but it can really teach us something if we let it. This story is one that I have really taken note of for my own personal life. Rebecca wasn't necessarily a bad person. She was just a woman who had been given a word from the Lord about her younger son, Jacob, that he would be the one to inherit the birthright instead of his older brother, Esau. God really had promised her this truth. She wasn't making it up. The scripture says that God spoke this to her. Rebecca's downfall happened because she wouldn't trust God to carry out the promise He had spoken. I think about my life. I think about the many whispers and promises God has planted inside of me. I know that as a busy woman, I want to get started on my long-running list of things to make it happen. To be brutally honest, sometimes it feels as though God is taking way more time to do what He said He would do, and I get caught up trying to help Him. It's so easy to come up with creative ideas on how to make God's promises and plans unfold in a more efficient and timely manner, isn't it? So here's Rebecca, a girl just like us. Her man is on his deathbed, and she overhears him telling their oldest son to go out hunting, prepare a feast out of his killings, and bring it to him so that he can give him his blessing or birthright. When she hears this going on from the other room, she gets really anxious because in the natural, it looks like God is running out of time. So she grabs Jacob and basically gives him a new inheritance. She passes down her ability to deceive without using words. She teaches him how to not trust God, but how to work the system. Without using words, she teaches how to not trust God, but how to work the system. She goes into great detail about how to make his arms feel hairy like his brother's, how to trick his big brother into surrendering his birthright, and how to make his father's favorite crock-pot meal. Rebecca made the huge error of carrying out God's plan without the blessing and grace of God over it. That sobers me. I don't want to push so hard for the promise that I get there without the favor of God. If His blessing and presence isn't on me when I get there, then really, what is the point? I don't want to be a woman who responds in fear, worrying that I am going to miss out on the things that God has for me just because they aren't happening the way that I pictured. In my striving, I don't want to somehow miss Him. When we carry out God's plan for us or for others without letting Him do it, these are the things that happen. 1. We ruin it. What was meant for greatness was ruined, and both of Rebecca's sons had to lie with great setbacks because of their mom's inability to just trust God's perfect plan. Number 2. We miss the miracles. God always carries out His word, and the best part of our walk with Him are living out the moments where He proves His faithfulness and makes a way where we just couldn't even see a way. Number 3, we affect other people's faith. We need to let the people we love, our friends, kids, and spouses go on their own faith journey and trust that God loves them more than we do. He will be faithful. He will take care of them, and He will take care of us.
Thank you for listening to my audio devotional reading podcast. I hope you were enlightened. Remember, we are all far from perfect, but it's never too late to bounce back. Now, time to go out there and have a purposeful and spirit-filled day.